This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Post-disaster response efforts, including search and rescue operations and DNA profiling, continue in flood-affected areas. Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal stresses on advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management. Nepal wins ACC Men's Premier Cup, securing berth in 2027 Asia Cup. And BRICS summit kicks off in New Delhi as member states urge restraint in Middle East and the smooth flow of global trade. Now the news in detail. The DNA test of samples collected to identify the bodies of those who perished in the Bhutakosi floods is being carried out in full swing at different forensic laboratories. Central Police spokesperson Abhinarayan Kapli said that the DNA testing is being conducted at Nepal Police's Central Forensic Science Laboratory and the Laboratory of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, in Kumaltar. Experts from China, India, Singapore and South Korea are here to assist the Nepal Police's special team. Similarly, India and Korean teams are assisting at the police forensic laboratory, while Indian and Chinese teams are providing support at Kumaltar laboratory. According to DNA experts, DNA testing using the deceased bones and teeth takes up to 4 days. As of the bodies recovered up to Saturday afternoon, necessary procedures including DNA sample collection were completed and 1,230 bodies were buried. Similarly, a total of 3,065 DNA samples comprising 1,286 from the deceased and 1,779 from their relatives have been collected for body identification. Currently, 25 to 30 samples are being tested daily, according to Deputy Inspector General DIG Kafle. The police said so far DNA testing has been performed over 400 samples. Preparations are also being made to bring a laboratory into operation at the Bagmati Province Police Office in Hetauda to accelerate the DNA testing process. Meanwhile, post-disaster response efforts, including search and rescue operations, DNA profiling support at holding centers, and the implementation of community police partnership programs are continuing in the flood-affected areas in Nuwakot under the Timuri to Tribeni Special Operation of Nepal Police. A team deployed by Nepal Police Headquarters as part of the operation has been working in coordination with the District Traffic Police Office on crime control and investigation, distribution of humanitarian assistance and traffic management following the devastating flash flood that struck Bhutakosi Trisuli River system on the 26th of August. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Karnal has underscored the importance of advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management, advocating for a strategic partnership centered on environmental cooperation, climate security, technology, trade, and infrastructure development. He made the remark during a program titled Nepal-China Relations, Expanding Horizons of Cooperation, part of Custom and of Dialogue Series 3, organized by the Foundation for Peace, Development and Socialism in Kathmandu today. He also contended that environmental resilience and climate security should be the cornerstone of Nepal-China collaboration in the context of climate change and escalating environmental challenges. Minister Karnal also suggested initiatives such as real-time satellite data sharing, collaborative weather forecasting, and an early warning system to elevate cross-border disasters like landslides, erratic weather patterns, and other climate-related occurrences. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Wi-Fi 6 Sabai kuro jai smart mix Ek jodi dheri connection Gaming ma low latency ko macha jan Streaming host wa video call Stable signal sabai tower Nepal Telecom Wi-Fi 6 Strong performance every mix
wider coverage, security high, fast and stable, always fly.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, the coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, underscored the need to prioritize permanent reconstruction and rehabilitation initiatives in addition to temporary solutions in regions severely affected by the floods. Following his visit to the flood-stricken areas in Galchi of Dading today, coordinator Dahal acknowledged the considerable human and material losses inflicted by the disaster. Now, sports update. Nepal won the ACC Men's Premier Cup 2026, defeating the UAE in the final in Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia today. Nepal won the match by 44 runs, securing its place in the Asia Cup for the second time. The 2027 Asia Cup is scheduled to be held in Bangladesh from June 18th to July 4th. Previously, Nepal had secured its place in the Asia Cup after winning the ACC Premier Cup in 2023, while the UAE had won the 2024 edition. In the final today, seizing a target of 314 runs set by Nepal, the UAE were all out for 269 runs in 49.1 overs. Earlier, Nepal was elected to bat first after winning the toss and secured 313 runs for 9 wickets in 50 overs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The BRICS group of nations has unanimously adopted a joint declaration stressing the need to work together to maintain the smooth flow of global trade, supply chains and energy. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is hosting the two-day meeting in New Delhi, made the announcement on Saturday following the launch of the summit. The presidency has fallen to New Delhi at a difficult moment with wars in the Middle East and Ukraine disrupting energy and shipping traffic, tariffs pressing on members, and the members at odds over how to answer their challenge. Expansion of non-Western cross-border payment channels and cooperation on artificial intelligence are also key items on the agenda. The 18th BRICS summit opened in New Delhi with China's President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian among those attending. Chinese President Xi Jinping also met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi on Saturday on sidelines of the BRICS summit. President Xi arrived in the Indian capital on Saturday morning, his first visit to the country in 7 years as the two Asian giants seek to thaw relations. Saudi Arabia has closed a critical oil pipeline after it was attacked by drones launched from Iraq as conflict in the Middle East widens, according to the BBC. Iraq said it had fired a military commander and launched an investigation after admitting the drone attack on its neighbor's east-west pipeline had originated in one of its previous bordering Iran. The 1,200-kilometer pipeline has helped Saudi Arabia, the world's largest crude oil exporter, bypass the Strait of Hormuz. The incident comes amid a major advance by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, putting more pressure on global oil shipping routes as the U.S.-Iran war stretches into its 7th month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country. Moderate and worse snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Moderate and full with thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Post-disaster response efforts, including search and rescue operations and DNA profiling, continue in flood-affected areas. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanali stresses on advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management. Nepal wins ACC Men's Premier Cup, securing berth in 2027 Asia Cup. And BRICS Summit kicks off in New Delhi as member states urge restraint in Middle East and smooth flow of global trade. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.